Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, March 20th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Netflix announced 40 games are slated for launch on its platform this year, with 70 in development with its partners and 16 currently in development in-house. Netflix launched its first games in November 2021, with 55 current titles overall. Utsuo's Monument Valley 1 and Monument Valley 2 are among the games coming to Netflix, as is Ubisoft's Mighty Quest Rogue Palace, which launches April 18th. Netflix has a 3-exclusive game partnership with Ubisoft, the first of which was Valiant Hearts Coming Home that launched in January. Bloomberg sources also say that Netflix's ad-supported service tier reached about 1 million monthly active users in the U.S. after its second month. Netflix already has 74 million customers in the U.S., but as the company tries to curb password sharing, it will likely see the $7 ad-supported version gain more traction among users who don't currently pay at all. Phil Spencer, chief executive of Microsoft Gaming, says that the company is preparing to launch an app store for games on iOS and Android as early as next year, if its $75 billion acquisition of Activision Blizzard is cleared by regulators. Spencer says the deal could boost competition on smartphones, where Apple and Google dominate the distribution of games and other apps. Both companies will need to open up their mobile platforms to app stores owned and operated by other companies starting March 2024 under the EU's Digital Markets Act. Over the weekend, Indian authorities cut mobile internet access and text messaging across the state of Punjab, which has around 27 million people. The Punjab government, led by the opposition Aam Aadmi Party, announced a 24-hour ban on Saturday amidst an operation to arrest the fugitive Amritpal Singh, then extended the ban Sunday for another 24 hours. Singh is associated with a separatist movement which wants to create a sovereign state in Punjab called Khalistan for followers of the Sikh religion. The movement is outlawed in India and considered a top national security threat by the government. Three Punjab residents told the Washington Post that only essential text messages, like confirmation codes for bank transfers, were being sent successfully. New York-based advocacy group Access Now reports that over the past 5 years, Indian officials have ordered internet shutdowns more frequently than any other government. According to data from Taiwan's Ministry of Finance, the country's exports of integrated circuit chips to China and Hong Kong fell for a fourth month in February, dropping 31.3% from a year earlier, the worst decline since 2009. IC chips are essential components of appliances, computers, and smartphones. The total number of semiconductors that Taiwan shipped worldwide declined 17.3% last month from a year ago, though exports to the U.S. jumped 22.3%. Bleeping Computer reports that Microsoft is working on a non-custodial, built-in Ethereum crypto wallet for Microsoft Edge, so users can send and receive cryptocurrency and NFTs within the browser. A Twitter user named Albacore tweeted screenshots of the new Edge crypto wallet, which is apparently in a limited testing phase and isn't rolling out to insiders just yet. Microsoft says during the setup, This is a non-custodial wallet, meaning you are in complete control of your funds. We don't have access to your password and recovery key. It's embedded in Edge, making it easy to use without installing any extension. NBC reports that according to a strategist advising TikTok, when CEO Shaozi Chu testifies before Congress on March 23rd, he'll announce that the app has 150 million users in the U.S., up from the company's previously reported 100 million. TikTok, which is owned by the Chinese company ByteDance, has raised concerns within the U.S. that it poses a potential threat to national security through spying and data collection. Globally, TikTok has more than 1 billion users. Meanwhile, another ByteDance-owned app, a video editing tool called CapCut that launched back in 2020, now has more than 200 million monthly active users, according to Shanghai-based data tracker Diandian. CapCut's privacy policy says that in order to provide services, it collects uploaded photos and videos, locations, genders, and birthdays, and stores that data in the U.S. and Singapore, just like TikTok. Meta's paid verification program is now live in the U.S. CEO Mark Zuckerberg said on Instagram that the blue verification badge on Facebook and Instagram offers proactive impersonation protection and direct access to customer support. It's $12 per month through the web or $15 per month through iOS or Android. Verified members also get stars each month that can be used to tip creators and extra stickers for stories and reels. Meta brought verification to Australia and New Zealand last month. Finally, a research project from the University of Chicago called Glaze has launched a free non-commercial cloaking app for artists that are trying to combat theft of their artistic IP that can be scraped into datasets to train AI tools. A paper published by the team explains how the app adds tiny perturbations to each artwork that it's applied to, which interferes with an AI model's ability to read data on artistic style and tricks the systems into outputting styles that don't resemble the original artwork. The creators say that Glaze can cloak some artistic styles better than others, but faculty lead on the project Ben Zhao tells TechCrunch that since AI and humans read data differently, the app can distort the machine learning side of things with minimal distortion to the artwork that's seen by humans. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. Thank you for listening. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.